A healthy amount of fear. This is going to sound weird to say, but one of the things that makes my relationship with Sarah work is that 25% of the time I'm just scared of her. And that's just a world in which I operate. And I mean, that might sound a little sad or whatever, but the reality is, like, having a partner for me, keeping me on my toes, and someone I aspire to, please, whether that's, like, you know, the Valentine shit or whether that's just the regular old shit, in day to day. Like, generally, I think it's good and moderately healthy to have a moderate amount of fear of your partner. Because if you don't, you're not your best. You're not trying. You're not trying to make their world better or whatever, you know. And for me, like, relationships in a way is almost like a game. In that, like, I've had relationships where I was in love with that person, but I kind of, like, I don't know if I fell out of love or whatever, but it was sort of like the jig was up. I've been there, done that. I know who you are. You don't keep me on my toes. You don't keep it new and exciting for whatever reason. And that's not like a them thing. That's not a me thing. Whereas my relationship with Sarah is, there's something always aspirational about it. It's like, I'm always trying to be a better version of myself, for me and for her, for our family. And so I think that's part of what makes us tick. I don't get bored of her. She doesn't get bored of me. And that's just the life that we live in. We were talking about death, and I had said, like, hey, I want to be cremated, because the idea of being buried in a box is like the most nauseating thing that I can think of. You're just going to be in this box for all of eternity. It's like, nope, I want to be incinerated. Please incinerate me when I kick the bucket. If you want, go put a go, you know, spread my ashes and all of that. Plant a tree and maybe put a plaque somewhere, ideally in Weber Canyon, where, you know, our cabin is, and that's kind of where I associate the most happiness, or at least the most, like, pure form of happiness, not like Disneyland happiness, but like genuine happiness. So it's like, then the kid can have somewhere to, like, remember us, and yeah. So that's the death plans, apparently, we're going to talk about today. The other thing, I'm going to bury this a little bit, some small work related thing that I want to touch on tomorrow, or at least again, is this concept of, we're going from death to relationships, or relationships to death, now back to relationships, but work relationships. So something that has been, like, in 2017, I started working with a program manager, and I didn't know what a program manager was. I didn't know what a program manager did. I didn't know the difference between a program manager and a product manager. And this person who one of my dear friends, like, explained it to me. And one of the things they said is, like, hey, as a program manager, the most important things that I have are my contacts and my relationships. Because when you, as an engineer, try to get something done, you don't know who to reach out to. You don't necessarily have all the relationships and the contacts that I do. And I thought that was really fascinating and really enlightening. And as my career has progressed, one of the things that has been the biggest boon to my career is the relationships that I've formed, is the connections that I've made. Because if I want to go accomplish something, because I've cast this wide net, I know who to go talk to. So when I see a problem, I'm like, oh, I know the perfect person. I worked with this person like 3 years ago, and they're the perfect person to solve this. And then you go talk to them, and they're like, yeah, I'd love to help you out. And it's fun, because, like, when I had when I had my offsite last week, there are these people that were extremely influential, and they were sort of reinforcing this idea that your relationships are the most important part of your job. And I think that was really fascinating, obvious in hindsight, but so fascinating and underappreciated. And with that, I'll let you go.